This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 7th. More than 3 inches of rain pelted Whiteville Wednesday. As much as 5 and 6 inches was recorded in other parts of the county. That brought flash flooding to a number of areas. Businesses near the Washington Street and Powell Boulevard intersection in Whiteville were inundated. Several downtown streets were briefly flooded and blocked. The waters receded rapidly enough that the Sheriff's Office did not deploy its high water vehicles. Whiteville Fire Department and Emergency Services did assist some stranded motorists. No injuries were reported. In addition to the torrential rains, the storms brought some impressive lightning strikes throughout our area. Late Waccamaw firefighters responded to a lightning strike at a home on Pecan Lane during the height of the thunderstorm, and no major damage was reported at the home. There was some serious flooding in Tabor City, as well as some down in the Delco area. The Tabor City area man who was found dead in a pond near his home in February was shot once in the back of the head, according to the autopsy report. Irvin Hakeem Johnson was reported missing on February 15th. A relative found his body a short distance from the family home several days later. The death has been ruled a homicide. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. Vice Narcotics agents arrested two suspects in the latest drug and prostitution sting at Quality Inn in Whiteville. Tanya Ann Russell, age 52, of Little River, was charged with soliciting prostitution and possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver methamphetamines. Matthew Seth Yarbrough, age 41, of Conway, was held under $75,000 secured bond on charges of trafficking in opiates and maintaining a vehicle for drug activities. Detectives arrested two females and a male in an operation at the motel earlier this month. Warrants have been issued for a Chadburn area man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kinzel is on the run from law enforcement. The child's mother, Hallie Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse resulting in serious injury. You can see the story on our website for more. County commissioners on Monday scheduled two public hearings for new planned unit developments in the county. One's going to be on Dothan Road. There'll be 190 homes that are planned to be added to a project that's already under construction. Near Tabor City, 1,120 new homes are proposed for Peacock Road. The hearings will be held at the regular commissioners meeting on August 28th. Columbus County Health Department is going to host a back-to-school celebration from 1 until 4 on Friday. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. Bring the donations to Transformation Church. That's at 9938 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.